Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
40 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-50s.
All
week long is going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
The only day we will be below 40 will be Wednesday for a high, and your far too early Saturday parade forecast.
Yeah, don't look yet.
Oh, that's right. What's going on?
I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
Can't trust it.
I'm looking. High 65.
Perfect.
65.
Put it in stone. 65 degrees.
And dry.
Windy. No rain. But Sunday there's rain. So I don't know if that means it could move into Saturday or we're clear. Because it doesn't look like there's any rain this week until Sunday.
Take it.
So come on.
Man.
Luck of the Irish, baby.
Look at that.
You guys have a good weekend?
Yeah, I was all right.
All right. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
So we were not here Friday. That is my fault. My daughter had her state hockey championships.
Oh.
So we're going to get more into something that happened later in the show. However, there was an incident while we were, the playoffs were in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And while we were there, you know, we're trying to have fun as a family along with all the hockey stuff. So my girls want to go to the Galleria.
Okay, the mall.
Yeah, because Kimmy, you know the Galleria has a couple of like teen girl stores that we don't have here.
Yes, it's a...
It's more big city.
Big city.
In Buffalo, New York.
It's a big old mall.
The mall's got two floors. We used to have one of them. Now it's an old folks home.
I got what they call an escalator. take you upstairs magically. Don't even have to move your foot.
So I haven't been to the Galleria in a long time. And I forgot how...
Yeah, it's been a while.
Absolutely massive the Galleria is. It is just...
Get your steps in.
I've definitely got my steps in. But like, Kimmy, the good thing about a place like Eastview or you know, the mall at Grease Ridge is... The stores are staggered, where it's like, store you hate, store you can handle.
Mm. Yeah.
Store you hate. So, like, in Eastview, if my kids want to go into a store, there's, like, a store near there where I'm going to be like, okay, I'll be in here while you're doing your thing. At the Galleria, it seems, they put all the stores in, like, one section.
Oh, okay.
So, it's, like, teen girl store. Yeah, I guess. Like, girl store. Like, nothing I want. All right. So, after a while, like, 45 minutes. I'm just like, I can only be in Free People, Kimmy, for so long. So I'm like, I'm going to go find something to do. I'll call you.
Okay.
I'll be back. So I'm figuring I'll be gone for 10 minutes, whatever. Everyone's phone stopped working.
Right. What do you mean?
Now, like, I don't know if there was like an issue with cell phone service in Buffalo for like 2 hours.
I did not hear about it.
I don't know if there's like massive dead zones all throughout the Galleria.
So what the hell was it?
I don't know. Still, I never figured it out.
All right.
So after 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, well, I call my wife. Call drops. Okay. So I keep walking around. Like, okay, I got service. I call my wife. Call drops.
Didn't they run into some kind of test thing Friday?
That was Thursday, and we were all sitting.
Where it like freaked me out because my phone just goes like,
I think that was
badass,
like a missing,
crazy. All right,
that was like a missing person weather alert test.
Yeah, okay. This happened Saturday. So for whatever reason, cell phones are not working.
All right.
Cannot get them to work. So I'm like, all right, I'll just go back to where my family was, and they're not there. So now, okay, well, I'll just keep walking around, I guess, till I run into them. And that was like 30 minutes goes by.
Okay.
I haven't seen my family. And I'm not going to lie to you. Now I'm a grown-ass man.
Mm-hmm.
38-year-old man. Two kids.
Yeah.
I got a mortgage.
Yeah.
Car payment.
Very sure.
I started to get scared that I was lost in the mall.
You were lost, not them.
No, not them.
You're never going to find your family again?
Kimmy?
Do they have like a lost husband drop-off area?
So you know how back...
Make the announcement.
Yeah.
No, that's
please
what I...
Please come and claim your dad.
So at 45...
Tall man with a beard.
It got to 45 minutes where I was just wandering around the mall, just looking at people's faces, trying to find my family, right? So it got to the point, Kimmy, where I'm like, do they still have the ability to page somebody? But I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be that guy, right? I got lost in the mall without my family for an hour and a half.
No way.
Come on. Hand to God.
So how did you finally end up?
So,
did you just randomly run into
them? After a while, all of a sudden, I was in a section where my phone was like kind of working and like... I couldn't call, but like texts were coming through, and after like 10 minutes of like trying to, I'm yelling at my phone, work. My wife's like, we're in Five Below, so I went and met them in Five Below, and my kids like ran to me like I was getting off a plane from Saigon, like, oh, Daddy, you made it. It was beautiful. But like, I don't know why all of a sudden this hit me, but like, I was scared that I had lost my family forever and that I was gonna have
Look
to live
that.
In the mall. Here's the ultimate ass kicker.
What?
I had to take my daughter up to Buffalo a day before my wife did. She had to work. So we had two cars at the mall.
Okay.
So, like, it's not even like I was trapped there forever. Worst case scenario,
you just go home.
I could have gotten in the car and driven away and then called my wife later and been like, yes, I've already left. For some reason, that did not even register in my head. I felt like a 7-year-old.
So you had like a panic attack.
I wouldn't call it a panic attack. Yeah.
Find a bench and stay put.
No, I did that. I did that too. I did the Lost in a Forest move where I sat in one spot. I'm like, they're going to have to come across me.
Yeah,
at some point.
I would think like central area, they'll just walk by.
20 minutes, nothing.
Yeah.
That's how big this effing mall is.
Well, maybe they just weren't in as much of a rush to find you as you were then.
Well, they're shopping, right?
No, apparently they were looking for me while I was looking for them.
Wow. Is that what they told you?
Well, that's what they do. I'm And they told me that based on their reaction.
They made a couple stops on the way.
They probably did that too. I mean, they were in Five Below when I found them. I don't know, man. It was the weirdest feeling of all time where it was like, I'm lost and I don't like it.
I've gotten separated from my wife for a while.
Yeah.
And it's usually at the airport and it freaks me out because I think we're going to miss our flight.
Okay.
And that really pisses me off because I like to just, I'll take a walk, but I don't go far, but she'll go shop. And and sometimes it's like the other end of these airports.
And you're stuck with the luggage, too, right?
I'm stuck with the luggage. I'm like, come on, man. You just shopped. What are you looking at here? And she'll just come meandering back like no big deal. And I'm freaking out.
So does every man... I'm sorry, Kimmy.
I was going to say, I guess like when you're in a different mall, your wife wouldn't know where to find you. But like if I get separated from my husband, whether it's at the grocery store or the mall, there are certain areas I know to look for him.
Yeah, he's at Hickory Farms. Longingly looking at the sausages.
A handful of stores I know he'll be inside.
Can you give me an example?
So he's a big Lululemon guy.
Okay.
So if I get separated from him, that's the first place I'm checking.
He's checking out the leggings.
He probably looked great in those leggings. I mean, come on. Look at that. Look at that poster.
You squeeze into those things.
There's like three or four places. Those are really the only places he goes, so that's where I know to look for him.
If you're in the grocery store, where are you going to find him?
Ooh, probably in the deli section.
Again,
because all the
sausages, cheeses,
you know.
All the cheese. Look at all these cheeses. Cheeses as far as the eye can see. Cheeses crust. That's a lot of cheeses. 252-WCMF. I was in Buffalo over the weekend for the girls' state hockey tournament. We went to the Galleria, me, my two daughters, and my wife for a little while, and my cell phone stopped working. Everyone's cell phone stopped working, and I was separated from them, and I lost them for 90 minutes. I lost them for 90 minutes.
That's a long time to be alone in the mall.
And like when I started like to get worried after like half an hour, like every 5 minutes, like the panic was like further and further. Mm. Like I was seriously considering like, what do I do if I have to leave without my family? And I think I was more scared my wife would get pissed that I left without them. You know what I mean?
Without saying anything.
Yeah. And then there was like also, you know, like irrational fears start to set in. Like what if something is seriously wrong and that's why I can't get a hold of them via their phone? And like I'm walking around like, I also had a box of sneakers I got on sale, so like would it look really bad if like the cops were like, oh my god, your family's been kidnapped, and I'm like, oh no, do I bring my
and I shopped,
do I bring my $50 Jordan Spizzlegs with me? They were on super sale, can you blame me?
Were you worried they were like waiting at, because you probably had the keys to the car?
No, we had two separate cars. We had two different cars, so again it was so stupid I could have gotten in the car, driven away, and just called them. I don't know. Also, they have one of those like crab boil places.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, seafood joint.
Yeah, but they're like super cheap. Have you ever been in one of these places?
So wasn't there one on the Jeff?
There's 15 on Jefferson Road.
Yeah.
There's like 1,000 of these places now.
I don't eat a chain seafood place. I don't.
You've never been to like Red Lobster?
No, that's the one I like.
Okay.
That's the one I trust.
That's the trusted seafood source.
Yes.
You won't eat at these places?
I ate at the one on the it's not there anymore.
Yeah, we...
No, I'm not talking about Red Lobster. I'm talking about, like, Juicy Crab, King Crab, Aloha Crab.
Well, we had to go to one for work one time. Is that the one you're thinking of?
Maybe.
We went to one for work.
Yeah, it was like maybe you guys didn't go. I went. This was, like, a long time ago.
But there was one that I went to on the Jeff, but it's gone. What?
No, I just...
It wasn't that great.
No, I just don't know why you're so snobby. Like, it's like...
You know how I get about seafood.
No, you're just such a dick.
If I'm going to eat low seafood, I'm going to Red Lobster. Because they do low good.
Red Lobster is not low seafood.
It's slow. It's good. It's good low food.
Yeah, it only got low when your dad yacked pink Red Lobster all over the table. But, like, my wife, you know...
Oh, in Manhattan's.
Ugh.
As the husband, you are responsible for carrying the leftover food. So we had eaten lunch, and then we're walking
around. You had leftover seafood?
Yeah, in one hand, I got a bag with sneakers in it. And in the other hand, I got crab legs that they didn't finish.
There's no way that held up.
You never take seafood.
Did you snack
home.
On it later?
It don't hold, man.
Look, what do you want from
you
me?
Got, yeah, you have maybe like an hour or two to finish
at
it.
At the max.
I was
plus
not,
your car's going to reek.
I was not going to argue. Again, we had two cars, so you want to put it in your car, go ahead. I was not going to. But I'm carrying around seafood for 90 minutes while I can't find my family.
Yeah, I would have just started eating that seafood.
Well, at least you weren't going to go hungry.
Yeah, I'm going to start popping crab legs and shrimp.
Seafood in the middle of the mall.
Help me, I can't find my family. So then with your revelation, you know, the whole airport thing and me being scared, do all men have a secret fear of losing their families out in public?
Yeah, it usually happens to us when we're on vacation. Because my wife, like, she'll go, I'm going to go in this store, so I'll go out front and I'll walk around a little bit. But then she pops around, and then she ain't. Then she's like a half a mile away.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you bring it up, it happened when we were out for the Bills game in England, too. She lost them.
Yeah, they just go. I'm going to walk around for a little bit.
Foreign country.
Mm-hmm. Foreign soil.
Foreign soil. Just walk away on foreign soil.
I have two eyes I would have loved to have lost on foreign soil. Like, if I could have walked away from them, like, scot-free, if somebody go, hey, just come here. Go.
You could argue today is the worst day of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right now, especially. If
well,
you're
it's
up,
pointless.
I mean, well, yes, it is pointless, and I agree with you, and they always say they're going to do something about it, and they never do anything about it. That being said, you got to watch out for yourself, because it's more than just an inconvenience. It's more than just a sucky day. Mm. We are all at a higher health risk in multiple different ways if you don't take it easy.
Just because of this one thing.
Yes. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So it is the first work day for most Americans.
Yeah.
After the spring forward.
Yeah, thank you, World War One.
Losing an hour yesterday of sleep. And here's the thing.
Mm.
I know we're all dragging ass, and you look at this as a major inconvenience.
It's like everybody has a hangover.
I mean, it really is. It sucks.
But you didn't drink.
I feel like day one isn't as bad as day two and three is going to be.
You might be right.
You know?
You might be right. So I want everybody to listen carefully. Because we care about each and every one of you that listen to the show.
Precious.
If we lose one of you, we lose 20% of our audience.
Mm.
You need to take it easy over the next couple of days for the sake of your health.
Oh.
There are health issues that significantly go up this week thanks to losing an hour. First of all, you are at higher risk of a heart attack over the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Research shows that today specifically, Americans have a 24% higher risk of heart attack than the average day.
So you need to check in on your fat friends.
Yeah. No, don't do that. That'd be an awkward, uncomfortable dick call. Hey, fatty, just want to make sure your heart's still doing okay.
You don't say, hey, fatty.
They're going to know.
Yeah, just go, hey, Chuck. Every fat guy is a Chuck. He's got, hey, Chuck, how you doing, buddy?
I know two in-shape Chucks.
No, you do.
I do, I'm telling you. When your age, runs circles around you.
A fit Chuck.
But yeah, he's a fit Chuck. Two, your risk of stroke is 25% higher the 2 days after daylight savings than any other days throughout the rest of the year. So you need the smart thing to do. Over the next 48 hours, is don't kill yourself.
Pace yourself.
Yes. Take it easy. Let your body get used to the time change. And I know that there are people, Tommy, you think, I got to go to work. There's nothing I can do.
Well, if you got a physical job, you can't.
Okay, listen.
You can't slack ass on the roof.
There's hard work.
Yeah.
And then there's work.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know the difference. You can get by Monday, Tuesday, half-assing it, so you don't collapse at your workspace. Because, like, if you want to be tough, I'm going to keep going. There's nothing you can do, but it's fine. God forbid you have a stroke or a heart attack doing your job. Ain't no coming back from that.
All right.
Well, I mean, there is, but it's not great. There's also an increased chance of car accidents in the places in America that observe daylight
savings. Drowsy driving?
You got it. Scientists attribute that to exactly what you said. In fact, you may have seen the signs over the weekend, 390, 490, and 590, reminding people that drowsy driving is dangerous.
Oh, it is?
Which always makes me laugh.
I should write that down.
Well, like, here's the thing. Like,
isn't drowsy anything dangerous?
Yeah,
fair enough. Why even do the sign?
Because I noticed that the other day. Drowsy. It says, like, stop drowsy driving or something like that.
And I get that the message is good, right? Fantastic. Has anybody ever said, you know what? I have somewhere to be, but I'm not going.
Can't go to work. Too tired.
Yeah, I'm too sleepy to drive to where I'm
going. We all roll drowsy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good, but you can't sit here and be like, you got to get to work. And they'll be like, seriously, take an Uber because you're sleepy. And then whatever job you do, go do that job sleepy.
Mm.
There isn't a job other than this one that you can do sleepy and not put yourself in some kind of danger.
I've always assumed, like, most people drive to work in the morning a little drowsy. You just got up. And most people wait to the last minute to wake up and go to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
Especially young people.
Young people.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I would wake up right before I had to go to work.
But your body can wake up immediately.
Right.
It's guys your age.
I need a lot of time. But even then, I would get in the car hungover, dragging ass, dreading the job, didn't want to go to it.
Sure.
You know, I wasn't even paying attention.
No, you're just wearing yourself thin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, don't pin this on young people because, like, your body needs, like, 3 hours of warm-up time just to get to, like, a state of function.
I need time. I need a lot of time.
I wonder if people take this day off seriously. Like, you go, it would be a smart way to burn a vacation day.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Might just let your body adjust.
But it's a crappy day to take off.
A Monday.
Like dreary ass March Monday.
Yeah, but you're doing it just for the sake of your health so you can sleep in and make sure that your body's all regulated, at least better than it would be getting up this morning.
But I always think too, like, if you're in such poor physical shape that an hour change in the clock is going to give you a heart attack, you probably get a heart attack coming pretty soon anyway, no matter what you do. I'm guessing a flight of stairs and chips are going to give you a heart attack soon.
Okay, but I don't know if the research says, again, 2-5...
You're that vulnerable.
I don't know if the research says that your physical health has anything to do with
Got
it.
Got to.
Well, why?
Stroke and a heart attack?
But there are...
But think if, like, you're so regimented every day...
That is going to kill you.
How much that hour, getting up that hour earlier, not getting that sleep that night could throw you off.
Not to mention, I mean, you see all the time folks that are in great shape that just drop all of a sudden. Your dad reveled in it.
Yeah, but those guys were old. Yes.
Why are you laughing? You're worse than your father.
He did. He would take great glee in guys his age that were health nuts, as he called them, kooks, that dropped before he did.
252 WCMF. The day after daylight savings time, when we spring forward, is terrible for all of our health. You're at a 24% higher risk of a heart attack today than any other day throughout the year. You have a 25% higher chance of stroke the 2 days after daylight savings than any other year. There are a much higher percentage of car accidents across the country due to drowsy driving. And the smart thing to do is just take it easy today. So there are two questions to ask. One obvious, maybe one not. Because the first question you asked coming into this break.
What's that? Why we do it?
Exactly. So last week, there was a story that the federal government wanted to abolish daylight
savings. They say it every year.
Yeah.
And we have seen that story every year for the last 20 years, and nothing happened.
Yes.
So I'll ask again, as you did, what is the effing point of keeping it around?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Nobody's getting rich off of it. It's just like big time is like controlling the Congress.
Big time.
You know, they got a big lobby.
Sounds like
big watch.
Sounds like an Alan Parsons Project song.
But wasn't it like World War One or something? They did it for like troop movements or something.
Oh, I thought it was for farmers.
I thought it was
World War One, but maybe the farms.
I was always told it was agriculture, that you needed the time, the extra sunlight in the summertime, so they could go ahead and do their thing. But you could keep it now the way it is.
Yeah, just roll with it.
Yeah, never go back, and we'll just have, 6:30 sunsets in the wintertime, which I think would be nice.
Yeah.
Like, is there something I'm missing why they have not made this move? Like, who would be hurt by a switch from moving the clocks back and forth?
Nothing. I mean, and it would take, like, 2 seconds to, like, say, hey, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to, like, we just renamed the Gulf of Mexico. It took us 2 seconds to do that. Why can't we do this? We got Gulf of America. We're sticking with this time. We're done.
Gulf America, Mexico savings time. I'm confused as to what we're doing here.
Mexican savings time.
That also sounds like it's like a deal at a bank that you're curious about. Multiple tacos and a free checking account. But I think the more important question past why do we not get rid of this, why do we do it Sunday morning?
Yeah, oh, I guess to start the weekend, week Monday. I guess because the new week starts on a Monday.
Okay, but the smarter way to do it, in my humble opinion, Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Friday or Saturday.
Friday you'd probably forget.
You're not going to forget. Your phone automatically switches.
Yeah.
Well, now it does. But back when they did it originally, maybe they thought people get ready for work on a Monday. So you would think, I got to set the clock.
No, but even then, like, you could do it on Saturday. Okay, the majority of Americans are off Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
It's been that way since the Industrial Revolution, right? So 5 days.
That's the Bible, really.
Okay. It takes 2 days to get out of this heart attack, stroke, car accident, danger zone. We have the research that shows it.
All right.
Wouldn't having the switch Saturday morning, Friday night into Saturday, be safer for everyone?
Yeah.
Why would you, if you're going to insist on keeping this, why would you not do it Friday night and Saturday morning?
Okay.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Dom. Good morning. Go Bills. Go Josh.
Go Bills. Go Josh.
Hey, I just went by one of your signs. It said, don't, about the snooze thing. It says, you snooze, you lose.
He's so tired he can't even read the damn sign.
it's funny, Tommy's talking about Mexico time. I just got back from Cozumel. I'm exhausted, brother.
Okay, I don't want to hear you bitch about getting back from vacation, Joe.
That was awesome, brother. Awesome. But anyways, I went by your sign. Don't drive drowsy. You snooze, you lose, it says.
Joe. All right. Well, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Couldn't have done it without you.
Hang on. Listen for a second.
Oh, sorry.
I get a text from a coworker, and certain coworkers didn't show up for work on time, and they just happened to walk in an hour late this morning. So they're using the old didn't set my alarm clock back or a head thing, so that does happen.
They didn't sell. They don't have cell
phones. They went 24 hours without knowing the clocks changed.
Well, Timmy, not only that, who doesn't use the alarm on your phone nowadays? You know what I mean? The phone automatically sets for you.
I didn't know that was an option. You can still lie about
that.
I feel stupid.
So yeah, just a reason to not come into work an extra hour. So it happens.
Well, you know what the problem is.
Nobody wants to work anymore. Rolled down at Cozumel drinking margaritas. Right.
You should have stayed in Mexico. All right, you guys, take care. Go, Josh.
Go, Josh. Bye, Joe. 252 WCMF. Now we're going to have an argument. Well, because you said the reason they changed it was for troop movements.
I thought it was World War I.
I thought it was agriculture.
You thought the farms.
I thought so. Scott is on CMF. He's going to settle it for us. Hey, Scotty. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I hate to kind of give Tommy a little bit of a pat on the back here, but he's right about the time frame of when it happened, but not exactly why it happened. It happened in World War I. It started in Germany because of attempts to conserve coal from people waking up early and using more energy. And then it spread to Europe and the UK, and finally it made its way over to the U.S.
That's coal.
Way to go. We're all following the Kaiser's lead. Way to go, guys. Big old spiky hat. Call yourself an American.
Yeah, who's doing this? We got to stop it for the sake of America.
Now for America, Scott! Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We have a patriotic reason to get rid of this stupid, antiquated, everybody's in danger decision. They say if you work hard at your job, you're a team player, you will get rewarded.
Oh, yeah, you'll go places.
And look, for regular-ass people like us, that's mostly not the case. But there was one man in Western New York who was reaping the benefits of all of that this morning. Because when you win MVP...
Yeah.
When you play like a man with his hair on fire, when every teammate you ever had wants to run through a wall for you, you're going to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, my God, did Josh Allen just get paid. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, the Buffalo Bills announced they've signed Josh Allen to a new contract.
Ooh, what's he going to get?
So here's the thing. It's not an extension. He had 4 years left on his current deal, but the Bills just ripped that contract up. They gave him. Oh, your mic's off.
I was going to say, they called it an extension.
It's a brand new deal.
Yeah.
Okay. His brand new deal is a six-year, $330 million contract.
On top of what he's already been paid.
Yes. The new contract.
Wait, 300 what?
$330 million.
For 6 years.
For 6 years.
Okay.
There are the guaranteed money. That's the important thing. Is $250 million.
Okay.
That is his money no matter what happens.
$250 million.
Guaranteed, which is now the NFL record for the most guaranteed money ever in a contract.
It has to be for any athlete. Oh, no, because baseball, it's all guaranteed.
And soccer. I mean, it's all, and the NBA, too. Yeah. But Josh Allen just signed a contract for a guaranteed $250 million. And there is no doubt, Kimmy, the way that this goes, he will go over that by the time the contract is done. Like, this contract's worth $330. He's going over a quarter bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Quarter bill is the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me say that again.
Mm-hmm.
The worst he can do over the next 6 years, the worst, is a quarter billion dollars. For the rest of his contract, he will be making $150,000 an hour.
God damn.
For the next 6 years. Good luck bringing a gift to this upcoming wedding.
Oh, yeah. What do you do?
A bread mixer made out of platinum. Just to put into perspective how much money this kid has made.
Can you put it into perspective?
Okay, so we got the $150,000 now, right? Okay. If you add the guaranteed money to the money he's already made at the NFL, at minimum, by the time he is done playing football, he will have made $425 million.
It's like the Jerry Lewis telethon.
And that's before endorsements. That is just football. Oh, yeah, that's just football money. Just football money.
And I believe he will make another $75 million. So when it's all said and done.
On the contract.
Yes, yeah. There is. It's almost certain he will be $500 million richer from playing in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
In just football money. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Do we like this?
I mean, listen, the guy deserves to get paid. He was, in my opinion, underpaid for what he was bringing to the table.
Oh, I mean, that's a that's not a subject.
I think that in a way, like the Bills, it's good for both sides. I mean, the Bills got him for from what experts were saying. I mean, I guess I don't really know, but from what I hear, it was a great deal for the Bills too.
Tommy, do we like this?
I think it's going to change things. I mean, you just can't pump that much money out there, Ed, without it affecting something.
Well, but he already had $250 million contract.
Yeah.
I get it, but now that he's like, stratosphere, right?
You think the guaranteed money changes things?
I think it's got to change the attitude of the locker room. It just has to at some point. And even him, it'll change him. It's just, it's too much money to not change the kid. Now, I know he's like, you know, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, you know, he's focused, but it's got to F with your head at some point. If it didn't F with his head, I think there's something wrong with you.
But, like, I was worried about that when he signed his first contract.
Right, I was going to say, I mean, he's been rich.
And somehow he has just played tougher.
Yeah.
And look, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right when you get to.
Because we've seen that happen. The guaranteed money shows up and players, for whatever reason.
And I get it. I mean, it's just too much goddamn money. But, and then you start playing it safe.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I will never be able to wrap my head around.
I want to live to enjoy this money.
Sure.
So I don't want to be Earl Campbell in a wheelchair at 55. What good does that money do me?
You're right.
So I think you start thinking about, hey, man, I don't want to take these hits because this ain't fun. If I can't spend it.
But I do wonder, because I think he had, like, was it 185, 200 million guaranteed on the last deal he had?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to ask a serious question. I know this sounds stupid. The phone number is 252-WCMF. Can you really feel a difference?
That's what I was
between 185 million and 400 million? Can you really?
I'm pretty sure he got to do whatever he wanted.
I would love to find out.
He had enough money to do pretty much whatever he wanted before.
He did whatever he wanted.
But he's aging.
So
now he's got a girlfriend. Pretty soon he's going to be married.
He's got a fiance.
Right. A fiance.
And I know, I mean, his life's changing. And yeah, but she ain't this rich.
No, but I'm saying she didn't need. It's not like she's going to be a drain on his bank account.
No.
She's just adding to it.
Yeah, that was the last one.
But kids show up. You know, I mean, his life's going to change. Sure. He's not going to be this fun bachelor kid playing Game Boy with his crew.
But he's never really been single. I mean, the kid's always had a serious girlfriend. He bought a house with his other girlfriend. Yeah. Not good.
Yeah.
Not great.
Bought furniture here.
Oh, how about that poor broad?
Bro, it keeps getting worse for her, man. It keeps getting worse for her.
Oh, man.
I hope she stayed off Instagram all day yesterday. 252 WCMF, Josh Allen signs a brand new 6-year, $330 million contract. $250 million of that is guaranteed. It's the highest guaranteed money contract in the history of the NFL. By the time he is said and done, at minimum, just in football money, Josh Allen will have made $425 million. And again, that isn't what he's made and what's guaranteed. That is the basement.
And he can save the farm now.
Which one? He owns multiple farms now.
Does he really?
Yes. He owns a pistachio farm, an avocado farm, and then I think they still have their family farm.
Yeah. The old Allen Ranch.
By the way, that avocado investment, great move. Very shrewd business investment.
Yeah, you're right.
Now with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing.
What?
I know that no human being is worth $500 million.
No.
Right? But in the scope of the NFL, it is hard to argue there is anyone more valuable than Josh Allen to their team. Hence the Most Valuable Player Award.
Yeah.
And it's not just on the field. He is so easy to love.
Yeah.
He is a guy you beg to have as the face of your franchise. Right? Like, everything that he does on the field and off the field.
He's just a nice kid.
Exactly. So, like, if there, you know, there are a couple of guys where, like, you cheer for their success. Lamar Jackson was that guy when he got that contract. Like, he's great on and off the field. Mm-hmm. Josh is one of those guys. Like, there are just a couple.
Mahomes was.
God, I hate that guy.
But he started out, everybody liked the guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he was like the underdog.
Yeah.
You know.
Kansas City, they never get a break.
And he started talking. His parents started talking. Yeah. His dad started driving.
Well, there was a lot of layers to that family.
Sucks.
Yeah. He's faking fights with John Rocker in New Orleans to set up celebrity boxing matches. Like, what a scummy family. Anywho. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Sam. Hey, Sammy, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are y'all today?
Good, bud. What's up?
No, I just wanted to weigh in on the Josh thing. You know, I'm a diehard Bills fan. Was born into it. My kids were born into it. They don't have a choice. And I love Josh. I feel like he's with him at the lead. That's our best shot at a Super Bowl. But I just don't see a job on this planet worth getting paid that much money.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Like, tell me what you can do where you're worth $500 million. But that being said,
but I wouldn't turn it down either.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, if somebody goes, "Hey, you suck, but here's your money," I'm taking it.
In comparison,
the bank doesn't care who's holding it.
You know, what can you do with $500 million?
Everything.
You can do with a few million, you know?
It's I could do everything seven times over. That's what I could do with that money.
Exactly. But, you know, I love the guy. He's great for the community. He's great for the Bills. He's obviously a stud of a guy. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Settle down.
Sam, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good visit. Hey, I'm happy for him. You ain't worth it. He's right. I mean, that also has to hit you. Like, when you drive, because, you know, they have that, he's going to sign the contract.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
So he's going to drive home in his truck back to his house. It's going to hit you like, I'm not worth this money. Like, I don't care how arrogant you are.
Yes.
Right? How much confidence you have.
Mm-hmm.
You can't look in the mirror and say, I'm worth $500 million. I deserve $500 million. And I know what that sounds like, and I don't mean it that way. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, as a person, like, this kid, he's a California kid. Farmer's kid. Let's not forget, he had no offers coming out of high school to play football. He had to go to community college even after that. He got one Division I offer from Wyoming, and all of a sudden he's half a billion.
He's the king.
Half a bill house.
I would love to see what that new check looks like when it's deposited, like the numbers.
Well, you know they don't give him $250 million at once, right?
No, but the weekly paycheck's got to be insane.
Yeah, you're right. And by
I don't know how he gets paid.
So he only gets paid in the season. So every week he gets a paycheck.
Wait, they don't.
There's a way to work it out, but no, they get paid weekly by the NFL in season.
All right, yeah. I'd love to see that check because I know a guy that got to see Patrick Ewing's check.
Ooh,
like just one check, and it was insane. They look like a zip code.
I mean, that money, that changes your entire family's life. I mean, like, if you're his siblings, you're going to see some of that money, right? I mean...
That's the problem. Everybody starts ponying
it
up.
And I would guess, like, the more you make, the more extended family starts to come...
All the losers show
asking
up.
For stuff.
Oh, so you're going to go call Josh?
I would.
Man, hey, Josh, this is like your second cousin once removed.
I'm calling.
You're like a third of a Josh Allen.
No,
size-wise.
You wouldn't call?
No,
bro, you busted ass on the road telling your stupid jokes. You're not calling?
Why are you going to be mean? No, no.
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying make the phone call.
Busted ass on the road telling your stupid jokes? Whoa.
Oh, yeah. But you will find, if you get rich like that, you're going to find how many losers you actually know.
All right. Here comes that guy. Are you ready for that guy?
Oh, I love that guy.
Are you ready for that guy?
I love that guy.
We always say don't be that guy. 252-WCMF, Josh's new contract, minimum $425 million when he's all said and done with what he's made and what he's got in his contract. Rammer's on CMF. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. So I just want to, you know, be that guy and point out that his taxes are going to take half that. So who's really winning here? I'm just saying, the poor guy works his whole life to get to where he's at, and then the government comes in and says, give me that.
I would like to have that problem.
Yeah, me too. I'm still going to be pretty rich.
I would too until it comes time to pay the accountant to do my taxes. I mean, it's probably costing him $10 million for the accountant.
Not even worth it, Rammer. Why even get out of bed if you're Josh Allen?
Really, I'm saying it's just not fair already.
Are you crying for a guy that's a billionaire?
Half a billionaire.
That has to pay taxes?
It's more a protest against the government, you know, kind of thing. Because I mean, they really shouldn't be taking all that money.
Yeah, I'm fine with a guy making $500 million paying a whole bunch of taxes. Not gonna lie to you, totally fine with it.
But let's break it down. If the government wasn't taking half of it, he could probably get away with only making $200 million, and then your tickets would cost less.
Yeah, that's how that would work. That's how that would work, Rammer.
I'm sure the Bills will be like, oh, yes.
Oh, they give it back?
Yeah. No, I hear it. We're getting checks in the mail. You didn't hear about that?
No, I want my rammer check.
Rammer.
All that matters is take-home money, and if he's getting enough take-home money and the government isn't taking so much, we wouldn't have to pay him so much.
Maybe he could call his the place he bought his car from, see if they could hold on the payment because he can't make it this week on account of the taxes on the $425 million. Rammer, I'm letting you go, buddy. Thanks. Oh, well, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
I don't get it.
The accountants are going to make $10 million.
Shut up.
I do want to read this Facebook message. Everybody on hold. We're running out of time, I appreciate the call. Mark writes us in regards to Josh. Mm. We waited so long for a quarterback that could. Excuse me. We waited so long for a quarterback. They could have guaranteed him $500 million in this contract, and I'd have said, go for it. Keep him until he doesn't want to look at a football anymore. That's a great point. Enjoy this kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Soak it in. Because players like this.
You waited 30 years for this guy, right?
Yeah. Half the franchise in the NFL have never had this guy. Mm-hmm. They've never had that face of the franchise, hair on fire, just genuinely good human being.
And knock on wood, he likes being here. So we'll take it while we can.
And then this is the contract that's going to end his career, maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's still 34.
Well, he may not be so happy when the tax man shows up. And then Rammer's down by his mailbox going, told you.